Egentlig er jeg meget imod at sige, at noget er det bedste, noget er det dejligste, noget er det rareste, fordi det har jo meget at gøre med, hvem man er, hvilken situation man er i, hvad det er, man gerne vil opleve. Men når det kommer til hoteller, så er der et hotel, som i den grad har brændt sig ind i hjertet på mig. Så jeg vil nok sige, at det er mit favorithotel. Om noget her på den her jordklode, så er det mit favorithotel. Jeg føler mig hjemme, når jeg kommer her. Og selvfølgelig, fordi det ligger i Nice, nede på Côte d'Azur, så skulle det selvfølgelig med i det her program. Det er klart, fordi hvorfor i alverden skulle jeg ikke bringe det videre til jer, som jeg virkelig føler for. Jeg har boet her rigtig mange gange. Der er nogen af jer, der måske ved, at jeg har dækket Formel 1 i mange år. Og i alle de år, der boede jeg på Hotel La Pérouse. Hotel La Pérouse er et meget specielt sted. Det er nærmest bygget ind i bjergvæggen. Det ligger for enden af det, der hedder Promenade des Anglais, som er i bycentrum. Man går ud gennem en elevator, så at sige. Man kører ned igennem det her kompleks, kommer ned på gaden, og efter et minuts gang cirka er man i den gamle by. Så man er inde midt i byen. Og samtidig, fordi det eneste, I kan høre i øjeblikket, det er den her lille citronhave. Der sidder nogle mennesker og spiser lidt morgenmad i øjeblikket. Citronerne hænger på træerne, det går appelsinerne også. Og der er et swimmingpool ved siden af, og heldigvis ved siden af mig er også den administrerende direktør for Hotel La Pérouse, nemlig Laura Giometti, som har været her i rigtig mange år. If I should make a choice of one hotel in the world, it would be Hotel La Pérouse. You don't have to say thank you, because you are actually the reason why it is so, because you have been managing director here for 15 years, and I know that your predecessor has been doing a very good job also, because it was mainly in that time I was visiting the hotel, but you have brought it further on. Try to explain to the listeners a little bit about the hotel. I've just told them that we are sitting in the small garden here, there's a lot of people eating breakfast at the moment, there's a swimming pool at the side, and then we have the mountain wall. Try to explain a little bit about the hotel. What is this for? A fabulous hotel in the center of town.
Yeah, it's really a fabulous hotel. It's more than a hotel, it's like a big villa. It's like a second home from home. It's a 60 rooms property. It's built in the hill of the castle, overlooking the bay. It has fantastic views on the city of Nice and on the Mediterranean. It's really all the view without being seen, because once you are in the hotel, you really can be anywhere. In Provence, for example, you don't feel yourself in the city center. And you're two steps from the liveliest part of the city of Nice, the Corso Alea, the market square, the flower market. So it's really an ideal location. I think, sincerely, one of the best locations in town.
And then you have the beaches just outside the hotel. Yeah. I mean, the only bad thing about Nice is, but it may not be a bad thing, because then it was totally overcrowded, but it is, you have stone on the beaches. Yeah. But they are cleaning up the beaches also. Actually, when you go into Reiseradio und DK and read a little bit more about the hotel, then you will see some pictures which are taken here in the spring. And they are actually cleaning the beach because they want to make it nice. And to be honest, if I compare a little bit, it is exactly the same thing I feel when I come to the hotel here. Actually, the bellboy, when I came here to the hotel, I haven't been here for some years now, but I have been here a lot earlier. He's been here, I think, for all his life, and he recognized me and say hello. It's just like coming home. They are so polite and they are so responsible for what they are doing.
Yeah, it's one of our strengths also, because mainly the team I'm working with has been with me for all that years, for 15 years. So I'm quite lucky also, because they know exactly all guests. We have numerous repeat guests at the Hotel La Pérouse. The guests are coming for the hotel more than for the city, which is very rewarding for us, you know. They're just saying to us, oh, we just come for La Pérouse. So for us, it's really a good reward we're having from those guests. And I think the staff is really happy to work here, you know, because it's the general atmosphere making guests happy, but also the staff happy. You know, it's very convivial atmosphere, very charming place, very relaxed in the hotel, even though they're doing their job properly, but they're doing it in a relaxing way. We are talking about the beach. Of course, we have the beach just in front of the hotel, but people like very much the pool also, because it's located just down the cliff, and it has a very unique location in the hill of the castle, very private, very secluded, and it's heated all year. And next to the pool, you have, of course, a magnificent patio with lemon trees. Those trees are, I don't know how aged they are, but they're maybe more than 100 years, you know. We're having the restaurant there, and it used to be, before I came, it used to be a place for a salad niçoise, for, a quick snack. But it is now a real gourmet restaurant, you know. And again, it's two steps from the market square, where you have full of restaurants of all types, but there is very quiet, very unique. You really feel yourself in a village, to be honest, when you're in this patio. But you're really in the city center, which is quite exceptional. And of course, at the sixth floor of the hotel, you've got a solarium. And from there, you get the most magnificent view you can have from, I mean, anywhere in the city, you know.
And then you know why it is called Côte d'Azur, because you can see it on the color of the sea. Laura Diometti fortæller jo altså lidt omkring hotellet, hvordan det er bygget op og så videre. Fortæller også det her meget fuldstændig centrale ved det hotel, at det ligger i midten af byen, og man ser det ikke. Hvis man går ned på den her Promenade des Anglais, så kan man godt se, hvis man ved, hvad det er, man skal se efter, så kan man godt se, at der ligger en bygning deroppe, og den ser ikke specielt pompøs ud. Men når man er der, så er det som at gå ind i en anden verden, og det er noget af det, man oplever. Men man skal vide, det er der. Derfor skal I også, hvis I har lyst til at besøge hotellet, I skal også lige viske jer i øret, at det er ikke nødvendigvis meget billigt. Værelsespriserne afhænger selvfølgelig af, hvad det er, man får, og det er altså ikke alle værelser, der har sea view, men de allerfleste har det. Men man skal vide, at det er der, fordi man går bare ind i en reception nede ved fortovskanten, mere eller mindre, og så kører man op med elevatoren og går igennem sådan en lille kompleks, og så er man lige pludselig simpelthen i en helt, helt anden verden. Og man kan se ud over byen, og byen kan ligesom ikke se en, så det er i sig selv interessant. What are your plans for the future?
Well, who knows? I mean, well, my plan is to be there forever. I love this property. The first time I came in Nice, I visited all the hotel. It was 15 years ago, and I was looking for the properties. And really, when I came past the door of this property, I just said, I will be there, I will be working there.
How did you discover it? Because it's not it's not visible down there.
Yeah, it's not visible, but you know, you have the list of the hotel in the city. I went to the tourism board office, you know, they gave me the list of the hotel, the 4 stars, you know, I wanted 4 stars or 5 stars. So I checked that and checked every single property in the city, 4 stars and 5 stars. And when I discovered this one, I just say, wow. That's the one, you know. And it's really the spot in Nice, sincerely. It's something you won't find anywhere on the Côte d'Azur. I've never seen such a magical atmosphere anywhere.
And then you have to tell the listeners one thing, because one thing is to go to the hotel and you can buy a suite, and it costs a lot of money for most people. It's a lot of money, but don't have to be like that. You also have relatively cheap rooms around, may not with sea view, but you still have a room, a place to stay, and then you can go out in the garden. You can enjoy all the facilities of the hotel. How much are you going to pay at least
for the standard room? For the regular room, it's around 250 euros. But it's worth having the view also, sincerely. Because what is magic from this hotel is really the fantastic views you can get. So maybe a small supplement of, you know, 80 euros, worth it. Sincerely, worth it.
And stay one day less.
One day less, okay, but at least get the view, sincerely. It's really the point of the visit, the view.